I say this quite frequently whenever I get ready to preach, is that this happens to be one of my favorite scriptures. Well, all the scriptures are some of my favorite scriptures, so you've got to give me a break there. But really, whenever we think about the message, the words that we're going to hear about Moses from the book of Exodus this morning, and we're going a long way back into the Old Testament this morning, this really speaks to us a lot, because I think almost every day we have an encounter very similar to what Moses did. Almost every day we have that encounter with a burning bush, or a call to be still and know God. A call to be still and to listen. And a call to be still and say, "Here I am, Lord. Let it be with me according to your will. Here I am, Lord. I'm in your presence. I'm on this holy ground. Let your will be done." So I invite you now to hear the words from the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led his flock beyond the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of a bush. He looked, and the bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. Then Moses said, "I must turn aside and look at this great sight and see why the bush is not burned up." When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, "Moses, Moses." And he said, "Here I am." Then he said, "Come no closer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground." He said further, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. What we see is Moses really doing what we all do every day. He's going about his business. Going about his business, doing the things that he does. In this case, he is tending to the simple chores of being a shepherd. He's taking care of his father-in-law's flock when by chance he ends up in the wilderness. And I want you to put yourself in his place for a minute and just imagine how it might have been. He's walking along, doing his thing, and suddenly there's this bush that's burning in front of him. This bush is on fire, just blazing up out of the middle of nowhere. And if it's like most of our tendencies, we're either going to run because there's a fire and we don't want to get burned up, or else we're going to put the fire out with water or with a towel or whatever the case is. We want to just take some action to it. But what Moses noticed was that the bush was not burning up. That it was just on fire and it was blazing, but the bush was not being consumed. So he said, "Wow, I have to look at this. What is it about this bush?" That bush got his attention. It took his attention away from what he's doing. He's going about life this way. The bush is here, and it catches his attention and causes him to stop and look to the side and take notice of that bush. And this is when the Lord's presence became known to Moses at that point. Because then the Lord spoke out of the burning bush. And imagine how you would have felt. There's this bush burning on the side of a hill out in the wilderness, and you're looking at it real hard, then all of a sudden, out of the bush, you hear, "Moses, Moses," or whoever your name is. But somebody speaks to you out of that bush. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm going to be looking around trying to figure out what's going on. And probably taking off and running because I'm going to be pretty scared that this bush is talking to me. But there was something about that bush that got his attention, and he knew. He knew that there was something about it. And then when God spoke to him out of that bush, Moses knew that this was something really sacred and really special. And you'll notice one of the first things that Moses was reminded of, and God told him, "Take off your sandals, Because you are standing on holy ground. You are standing on a sacred ground. So take your sandals off. And what I'm feeling is that take your sandals off. Stop doing what you're doing. Stop going about your business. Be here. Be in my presence. Be in this special place. Be here and focus on what's getting ready to happen next. Well, we know what happened next after, as we read further over in the book of Exodus. The Lord charged Moses with leading the Israelites out of Egypt because he had heard of their suffering. And I can only imagine how Moses felt when he was feeling this call. When the Lord was telling him, this is what I want you to do. And he's saying, why me, Lord? Why me? Look at me. Look at who I am. How can I even help? He offered all of these excuses, I'm not good with words. I'm not good with people. I don't have any experience doing this. But we see what the Lord kept doing. He kept coming back and saying, yes, you can. I will make it to where you can. And the Lord, would he accept no for an answer? He didn't accept no for an answer. He was persistent with Moses until Moses finally said, okay, here I am. Let it be with me according to your will. Here I am. And even though Moses wanted him to send someone else, Moses was the one who was selected. But let's come back to that bush just for a minute. Have you ever witnessed a burning bush in your life? Really a burning bush that was not being consumed by fire. It was there. It was burning. And it wasn't being burned up. How would you be if you saw one? What would your reaction be? Do you think you would stand and stare at it? I mean, I think fire's got one of those alluring natures that makes us curious. We stand and look at it. Think about a campfire. I mean, really, what happens around a campfire? You stand and stare at the campfire. Or you roast marshmallows or make s'mores or something. But you stand or sit and you stare into the fire. So this burning bush in your life, how would it be? Maybe if you're staring at a campfire and the campfire actually spoke to you. Think about how different of an experience that would be. But I saw some heads nodding that you've never seen a burning bush, and I think I would disagree. Because I believe every one of us in here have experienced that burning bush at some point in our life, and probably more frequently than we would admit it. Now, it may not be that literal bush that's on fire, but it's not so much about the bush that is on fire as it is about the circumstance and the experience that we encounter that causes us to stop what we're doing or to look to the side. We're going about life and then something here catches our attention and says, stop what you're doing, take a look and see where I am calling you to go, see where I am calling you to serve. So I think that we have experienced perhaps that burning bush, although it may not have been the actual fire. I believe we've been in those places, we've seen those things that cause us to take a second look or cause us to change our course or cause us to look at something differently. And I think a lot of the times we are guilty of not stopping. I think that burning bush could be blazing. I mean, I know if you're like me, if I've got something on my mind, I'm going right down through there to get it done. And the world can be on fire over here and I'm not even going to notice it because I'm so focused on getting what I need to get done. And I think that's where we're guilty a lot of times, is that God has these burning bushes out there calling us and wanting us to stop and to be on that holy ground. But a lot of times we're too focused on living than to focus on the distraction that would lead us in a better direction. I believe the scripture helps us to see this morning is that sometimes we find ourselves on unexpected holy ground. That sometimes we find ourselves on unexpected holy ground if we will stop and we will listen. The situations, the events, the circumstances, conversations, each of those things will bring us potentially to a very sacred place if we will simply stop and acknowledge what's going on. What may appear as a chance happening to us may actually be something that's been planned in accordance with God's will to cause us to stop and do what we're supposed to do, to love God, to love our neighbor, and to make disciples. We see this burning bush that Moses experienced as something that got his attention and caused him to investigate and caused him to ask questions. And then we see what happened next. When it got his attention, God moved in. God gave him a call. God gave him his will. God gave him a task, a ministry. But what would have happened if Moses had not stopped? What if Moses would have said, "Well, I got some sheep over there. I got to get out of a ditch," and he would not have stopped and listened to what God had in store for him? What would have happened if that fire, that bush that was on fire, would not have got his attention? And it was designed to get his attention. That wasn't the burning bush was not the most important part. The burning, the encounter that Moses had with God, and the call that Moses put on Moses' heart by God was the most important thing that came out of that. The bush simply got his attention. Well, brothers and sisters, God calls us all to be that person, just like Moses, to do his work. God calls us all to do his work. He calls us all to serve him and to serve our neighbor, to be that instrument of light, to be that message of hope and help, and to live out a life of love that reflects Jesus Christ in our hearts. But we have to see those opportunities. We have to be open to that possibility that God may very well put a burning bush in our path or off to the side. And the thing that we have to get out of it is we've got to ask questions. I wonder why that bush is burning over there. Maybe I need to find out. Maybe I need to investigate it a little bit more. Or perhaps it might be, I wonder why this person I haven't spoken to in 10 years has come up to me and told me they'd like to talk to me. You know, I don't have time to catch up on old times. I haven't talked to them in 10 years. I could care less what they've been doing in the last 10 years of their life. But for that person to come up and say, "I'd like to talk to you," maybe I need to investigate that a little bit more. Or maybe I need to investigate why I've been called to be part of a small group or to offer a scripture reading. Maybe I need to investigate why I am really seeing a whole lot of hungry and homeless people on the side of the road this week. Maybe I need to investigate that feeling in my heart that says, "You know what? I just don't know that I'm doing enough." Those might be those burning bushes that we're experiencing. Because when we see these circumstances, we see these opportunities to serve, we have a choice. We can ignore it, or we can respond. Or we can ignore it, investigate, or we can respond. So these burning bushes could be anything. It could be that lonely person that you befriended. That could be that burning bush, and now you're showing the love of God by being their friend. It can be that hungry person that you have fed. It can be that person who's experienced a death or a tragedy and you've consoled them. It can be that person who has lost something of value to them and you responded with your presence or a gift. It can be the person that you have decided to walk alongside as they've experienced a trial in their life, like alcohol or drugs or depression. It could be the person that has strayed from the flock that you have nurtured back into church or nurtured back into a relationship with God. Visiting the sick, visiting those who have had tragedies, visiting those who are afraid, visiting those who are hurt. All of these are ways that you respond to that burning bush. Your active presence, your support, your love, your sharing the message of the gospel. All of those are ways that we respond to that burning bush. You see, that burning bush is only meant to get our attention so that God can move in, just like he did with Moses, and say, here is what I want you to do. And that burning bush can be as obvious as a death or a tragedy or a significant loss. Or here's the one that tricks me and gets me. It can be as simple as an expression on somebody's face. It can be as simple as a word of invitation. Will you sit with me? Or it can be as simple as somebody saying, I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes. And brothers and sisters, that burning bush always happens when you're not expecting it. And it always happens at the most inconvenient time. You're running 15 minutes late to church. You're running 10 minutes late to work. And you see somebody coming out of a gas station because you had to have your morning coffee. You see somebody coming out of a gas station and they're crying. So, what do? Do we continue to be late for church? I'll excuse you from church. Now, I don't know what your boss will do, but I'll excuse you from church. But it would be so easy to walk by that person that's crying. Now, I'm not saying be in an unsafe place, but right there at the door of the gas station. Because you're wondering. I mean, think about it. How many times have you seen somebody with that look on their face or they're crying and you're like, well, I wonder what they're crying about. Ask them. Ask them. That's a burning bush that's there. I mean, you don't have to have the answers. You don't have to fix their problems for them. You don't have to be the rescuer. But what you can simply do is to listen and say, God loves you. And say, God loves you. And maybe invite them to church. That's an example of a burning bush. That burning bush, again, it can be obvious, or it can be that thing that is so simple that it would be easy to miss. Now, the other thing that we see with this particular passage in the Scripture this morning is the call of God to Moses to be sacred or to be reverent on the sacred ground. Brothers and sisters, every time that we have the opportunity to serve God, it's a very sacred place. Every time we listen to another person's problems, we're in a sacred place for multiple reasons. Because God has put us there. That person has trusted us enough with their own lives to share what's bothering them. And it's a very sacred place to be. Now, I am not saying that you really have to take your shoes off every time. But in that day, taking your shoes off was a sign of being reverent. It was a sign that I'm not going anywhere. That I'm here. That I'm not leaving. So if I were to come in your house and kick my shoes off and say, let's talk, you're probably going to run me back out. But if I come in there and communicate through my expressions that I am here, I'm not paying attention to this. I'm not paying attention to this. I'm paying attention to this. That's what it means to be on that sacred ground. It means to be there, to be that active presence. To be bought in, to hear, to feel, and to listen. We must be reverent not only because of God, but because of the situation that we've been placed in. And we have to be open to the possibility of what might happen next. What might start out as a simple conversation with a neighbor about the weather might end up in a discussion about a person's faith or a person's challenges that they experience. They might begin to ask you questions. What might start out about a discussion about a person's kids and how they're playing soccer might end up as an opportunity to be a witness to them or to walk with them as they endure alcoholism. We have to realize when it's time to change gears, when it's time to make that transition. We can have these casual conversations all day long about the weather and 2 inches of snow, or we're getting 2 inches or 12 inches of snow. We can have those conversations all day long. But what we got to know is when is a time to something deeper is happening, to where we need to change from that passive conversation into a more active conversation, an active listening about what it is that they're really trying to see, or what they're trying to say, and what they're trying to ask. And what bothers me is I look back over my life now, I can think of a lot of times that those casual conversations changed to something more serious And I failed to respond because I didn't see it then. I didn't see that I was being invited into something more sacred than just a simple conversation about the weather or a conversation about who was going to win the Super Bowl. There was something deeper there, and I just didn't open my eyes to see. I didn't see that burning bush. Brothers and sisters, we have to realize. We have to realize that God has placed a great trust, a great responsibility on us, and that when those things happen, to where we're being invited to be on that sacred ground, into that holy place, that we have to open our eyes, we have to open our hearts, we have to see, we have to hear, we have to feel, and we have to respond. So as we leave from here today, what I remind you is that we need to be aware, where is that burning bush that we're going to encounter? Or where's that burning forest that might be something that's so obvious? And acknowledge when we're faced with those choices, we're faced with those opportunities, that indeed we're standing on holy ground. We're standing in a sacred place. And we're called to love God with all of our heart and all of our soul, and to love our neighbor, and to make disciples. That's what we're called to do. So when we see that burning bush, simply we must respond. And when we find ourselves on that holy ground, what I encourage you to do is simply take your shoes off and say to our Lord, "Here I am. Let it be with me according to your will." And for this we praise God this morning. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.